The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The seat of Cowan has been WA's most marginal seat, and in 2016 and 2019, that has meant a long, nervous wait for Labor's Anne Arleigh to find out the result. But that certainly wasn't the case on Saturday, with the incumbent Dr. Arleigh enjoying a huge swing as voters deserted the Liberal Party. And she joins us now. G'day, Anne.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
So you wouldn't have known what to do with yourself on Saturday night with the result coming in so early.
No, I always prepare a speech that goes, okay, we're not going to know the result tonight. So, but this time, yeah, I had to prepare a victory speech or, you know, and a thank you and victory speech. It was very strange feeling.
Yeah, well, now you're a three-time winner of the seat of Cowan. Mm. This time around, as you were going out in the community talking to voters, what were they telling you? What were they saying that made you think there was something that was moving the needle within the electorate?
Look, I think there was a fairly palpable sense that people were done with the Morrison government. There was definitely a sense of that. I think the pandemic gave people a cause to really think about the things that are important to them. And I also think there is as many people have said, the fact that the Labor government, the Mark McGowan Labor government here in WA, has really been quite successful in also shifting people's minds about Labor governments and the management of money, for example, and the management of the economy, just really breaking that myth down.
Mm. Well, I was going to ask you about that because the West Australian, I think, put it pretty well on the front page today when we said that WA is now effectively a one-party state. The Liberal brand could not be more toxic over here in the West. Such a stunning result for Labor. Do you think it does say more about the popularity of Mark McGowan, or is the unpopularity of Scott Morrison like a really significant factor as well?
I think that the instructive example here is that of the seat of Curtin, which was and has been for a very long time a very blue ribbon seat, and who that has been lost to an independent. And, you know, I think it's a great loss. Personally, I think Celia Hammond has been an amazing member for Curtin. And that tells you something. So you would have thought in the eastern states with all the independents winning, that might be the case. But here in WA, it's not just the McGowan factor. It is also in those blue ribbon seats, and that blue ribbon seat of Curtin, which was lost to an independent. It is. There has to be something to be said about the fact that people here are also put off on the Liberals and put off from Scott Morrison.
Mm, yep, I think you have to say that. And now tell us about your relationship with Australia's 31st Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. What's he like as a parliamentary colleague?
What you see is what you get. Like, what you see with Anthony when he speaks is exactly how he is when he speaks with you. He's a very humble person. He doesn't come from, I guess, an elite background, wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and that's just who he is.
Mm. And so when you hear him talk in his acceptance speech about the Uluru statement, climate change, healthcare, childcare, we should take that as sincere commentary that's important to him. And what do you think that means for Australia under an Albanese Labor government?
This is what it means, Ben. Anthony Albanese has been Labor running through his blood from very early on. And when you look back at those big pieces of policy that really changed Australia, those big legacies, Medicare, universal superannuation, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, all of those things that have really gone to shaping Australia and made huge differences to people's everyday lives, that's the kind of thing that Anthony wants to leave. He wants to leave a legacy like that. And I think that he will do it. I think that's the driving reason why he became Prime Minister, to leave a legacy, a Labor legacy in the spirit of Labor legacies that have been part of a history of Labor governments.
Mm. Well, I think that will come as good news for a lot of people who have been looking for some sign that there's inspiration in Australian politics. Yeah. It's been missing for quite a while. And we've spoken already today about the role WA played in putting Albo in the top job. Will we see WA get more respect now than we got under the previous government?
Well, look how many people we've got from WA. It's like the dream team, hashtag dream team. I think it's inevitable. I think there is so much to be said about, we won seats that we honestly didn't think we were going to win. So we've got four new WA Labor members going into that caucus, joining the five of us who are already there. And that's now a critical mass. So I think it's going to be very hard for anyone to ignore WA and to continue to treat WA as if it stands for wait a while.
Mm. And what about WA Labor members being represented in Anthony's cabinet? And what about you as well, Anne?
Well, I think I'd like to. I make no bones about that. I'd really love to have a ministerial position. It's a way that you can use the skills or the knowledge or the things that you bring, your lived experience to Parliament. But of course, that's a matter for the caucus, and there are different factors that go into that. And so I'm going to also enjoy being a backbencher in government instead of a backbencher in opposition, and just look at the things that I can do there as well.
Mm. Well, we've got in Penny Wong, we've got the first woman of colour as a foreign minister. We've got the first Indigenous woman as a Indigenous Affairs minister. If you end up on the front bench, it'd be the first Muslim woman ever on the front bench in Australia. So there's
and Ed would be the first Muslim bloke, and who else have we got? There's quite a few firsts, actually.
Yeah, a few firsts. An exciting time for Australian politics, and it's an exciting time in the seat of Cowan for Labor's Anne Ali. Thanks, as always, for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks so much, Ben. Have a great day.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.